Celluloid Prophet. Talk Asia looks through the lens of filmmaker Oliver Stone.
He's one of the most acclaimed and most controversial directors of his time, tackling everything from war to world leaders to the excess on Wall Street.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
He's Oliver Stone. This is Talk Asia.
So this is the premiere of W. How do you feel going into premieres? Do you get nervous?
A little bit. You know, no matter how many times, it's always that frisson.
Have you ever had a really nightmare premiere where the reaction has just bombed?
No, because people are generally polite, and they don't throw tomatoes.
That's good.
You sense it. You sense. You know, a lot of my films do end on a puzzle, or they end up leaving you thinking.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the jump to your feet big thing. And sometimes those can be very deceptive too. You get some silly film that everybody likes and they love it.
Right.
They remember it and they forget it 15 minutes later. Like those sometimes you walk out, you gotta think about it.
You know, a lot of people were expecting this one, knowing your politics, to be fierce criticism of George W. Bush. And you actually sort of end up portraying him in a rather sympathetic light. How come you didn't want to go down the route where you just tear strips off him?
Because that was easy. That's like shooting fish in the barrel. Everybody was attacking him. His poll ratings were low. The idea with Stanley Weiser and his script and my is to walk the path of Bush, to be in his shoes, to feel what he's feeling. He thinks he's a wonderful man. He thinks he's doing the right thing. He doesn't have any doubt. So what can you do? You have to walk in their path. That's the way they feel. Let the audience react to what they're seeing. Some people even sympathize with him because he's lost. He's lost his soul. He's lost his bearings. But at the end of the day, you know, they'll think about it. I don't think sympathize is the right word. I think empathize. And that's what I do. Dramatists empathize. In other words, you may not like the man, but you have to feel for him. You have to feel what he's like.
When this whole economic mess first sparked, it was inevitable that people would start talking about your film again, your 1987 movie, Wall Street. Do you think that it was prophetic in a way?
I think it's sad. You know, at the time we did it, it was bad enough in 1987. You know, the greed factor was enormous. But I was surprised that it went on for 20 more years, you see. I thought there'd be some turnaround. But what happened with the Clinton years was this Greenspan. He did keep this thing going. The bubble of the technological bubble became the housing bubble. So there's a series of things that happened that they pumped, they inflated. And it reached a place which I think Greenspan, these people should have seen it coming. Anybody who did their basic mathematics knew. And unfortunately now it's reached the bubble burst. The bubble's burst.
Greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
Gecko is for profit. We must never forget. And I do believe there's profit and survivability. If you can take our economy and say it can work, fair market can work, not free market, fair market. And if you can keep it fair, you can make money on this market. And you can make money with survival. You can go green and you can make money. In other words, I am for the private side, but the government has to lead.
Oliver, what do you think is the most important thing to impart to budding filmmakers about surviving the industry today?
It's emotional. It's their spirit. Your spirit is something that comes from within. It's energy. It's wisdom. It's whatever you can, whatever is special to you. Find that thing. It takes time. Life is experiment.
You studied at the NYU Film School under Martin Scorsese.
Among others, yes.
What did you learn from him?
Marty was one of the most energetic teachers, young, crazy, in his 20s, with hair down to his shoulders. He would stay up all night watching crazy movies on TV because there was no video in those days, and he imparted to us that enthusiasm he had for film, which I think was beautiful.
As far as your style, I mean, it's very flamboyant, whiz-bang, in your face, there's loads of stuff going on all at the same time. How has that developed over the years?
It's my nature. I mean, actually, some of my later films are quiet. I mean, I have done quiet films, like Heaven and Earth, they'll all be quiet. And this depends on the film. Is that, you know, somebody like Kennedy Murder, you want to fracture it. You want to make people rethink. You want to rejuggle. Take the same facts, rejuggle them. Make them see it a different way. That's the key.